you, Chair, we've got apologies from the Minister and Deputy Ministers. Thank you very much, Chair.
Minister and Deputy Ministers, I'm Kakaza, anything on your side?
Hello, Chair.
Yes.
You'll join the committee late.
Okay. No, thank you for the apologies, honorable members. Good morning. As we start our meeting on the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, our agenda today is basically a preparatory meeting on the facilitation of the public participation on the Sectional Titles Amendment Bill and Agricultural Produce Agents Amendment. We also have last week's minutes that we'll be considering of the 26th of May 2021. Allow me, honorable members, as we kick off Youth Month being the 1st of June, to recognize and commemorate the youth of 1976, particularly from Maurice Isaacson and those of Naledi High School, who ushered a new dawn in our country by defying the apartheid regime of South Africa and the killing of an innocent young 11-year-old Hector Peterson. Had the entire country and the world rise to fight side by side with us on the anti-apartheid campaign. We today have been realized our freedom, want to look back to our youth, in particularly as they'll be commemorating June 16th, in memory of those youth of 1976. We call on our youth to also be cognizant of the youth of Palestine who continue to live under a brutal regime. Israel has killed 66 children in Palestine. And allow me, honorable members, to take this opportunity to name them as we embark on Youth Month. Ibrahim Abdallah, 16-year-old. Rawan Allah, as well as Abu Allah Uf, 17-year-old. Tala Ayama, Abdul Al-Afu, 12-year-olds, both of them. Tafwik Ayam, as well as Abu Al-Afu, 16-years-old. Rashid Mohammed, as well as Rashid Abuara, 16-year-old. Rafif Abu Daya, 11-year-old. Bilal Abu Hatab, 9-year-old. Mariam Abu Hatab, 8-year-old. Yamin Abu Hatab, 6-year-old. Yusuf Abu Hatab, 11-year-old. Yazan Al Ifranji, 13-year-old. Khalid Al Kanu, 17-year-old. Adam Al Kolak, 3-year-old. Ahmad Al Kolak, 15-year-old. Hala Al-Kolak, 13-year-old. Kusai Samen and Al-Kolak, 1-year-old. Rula Al-Kolak, 6-year-old. Yara Al-Kolak, 9-year-old. Zayed Al-Kolak, 8-year-old. Ibrahim Al-Masri, 11-year-old. Rahab Al-Masri, 10-year-old. Yazan Sultan Al-Masri, 2-year-old. Ibrahim Al-Randisi, 1-year-old. Hala Hussein Al-Rifi, 14-year-old. Amin Al-Tanani, 5-year-old. Ismail Al-Tanani, 7-year-old. Mohammed Al-Tanani, 3-year-old. Maryam Al-Tilbani, 3-year-old. Zaid Mohammed Al-Tilbani, Ahmad Al-Yabur Al-Salmili, 1-year-old. Dima Asalai, 10-year-old. Bara Garbli, 4-year-old. Hussein Munir and Hussein Hamd, 8-year-old. Yosef Rafek Al-Baz, 13-year-old. Ahmed Taisib Al-Imur, 10-year-old. Hamad Atai Albert Al-Elmur, 13-year-old. Abdul Rahman Al-Habdidi, 8-year-old. Osam Al-Habdidi, 6-year-old. Suheb Al-Habdidi, 13-year-old. Yahya Mohammed Sobi Al-Habdidi, 10-year-old. Ahmed Rami Al-Hawadil, 13-year-old. Hamza Adli, 12-year-old. Amir Al-Ifraji, 9-year-old. Dima Rami Al-Franji, 15-year-old. Mira Al-Franji, 12-year-old. These honorable members are children that have been martyred by the apartheid Israeli regime. We call on the youth of South Africa throughout our 9 provinces to utilize June 16 to call on our President, His Excellency President Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa, to shut down our embassy in Tel Aviv and expel the ambassador to South Africa from the apartheid regime of Israel. With that said, honorable members, we will now proceed with our work. If I may hand over to the content advisors to take us through their presentation on the sectional title amendments. Thank you.
Morning, members. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to, oops, I don't know what happened here. Okay. I'm going to try and share the page I'll use for the presentation. thank you. So, what to the purpose and of this short input that I'm going to be making on behalf of the entire Secretariat is that we are beginning to look at the 2 pieces of legislation that we have received. And as you can see here, the purpose of this presentation is not to begin with the engagement on the bill. It's not to begin with engagement with the public submissions, written submissions that we have received. We thought that at this point in time, we should bring the, you know, to the attention of the committee a preliminary report or a status report with regard to those written submissions. What have we received so far? We believe that this information will be, enable the committee to make decision around how it proceeds with the engagement. So today, really, it's information that we are bringing to the committee for the committee to then have discussion and agree on the way forward on this bill. On the under review, you have two pieces of legislation, that is the Sectional Titles Amendment Bill and the Agricultural Produce Agents Amendment Bill. And you will see that we do show when they were introduced, the committee, for a sectional title being the 2nd of November 2020, and for the agricultural produce being the same month on the 26th. They are both tagged as Section 76, and you will see that for sectional titles, it was on the 30th of November, and the other one, the Agricultural Produce Agents Bill, it was on the 18th of January this year. With regard to the, allow me from this moment to talk about the sectional titles first, because we are not doing a comparison here. With the sectional titles, for both of them, they were advertised on the same day and given the same time period for members of the public to comment. That being the 9th of March this year until the 9th of April this year. So members of the public were given opportunity almost a full month, actually a full month, for them, members of the public, to make written submissions to the committee. For the sectional titles, we have received, and as I said, we are doing a summary of the presentations. We think that at this point in time, we should just let the committee know what is the nature of submissions that we have received. And we also believe that we should afford the stakeholders themselves to appear, opportunity to appear before the committee and make the submission, so that the committee will be able to engage with those before we even begin to talk about them. What we will do to them to support the committee is at some point in the future we will circulate those summaries for ease of reference by members of the committee. And I also believe that at this point in time, members of the committee have already been given the actual submission. So it's something that members of the committee are requested to be to look at those submissions for engagement in the future. So what we, for the sectional title, what we received were 76 written submissions. And a closer look at this, it was three organizations and 73 individuals. And the majority of individual submissions were really emails that when one looks at them, it seems like it's a template which some people cut and pasted on their email and sent to the committee. Almost all saying which they do not support the bill, and but they don't give substantive comments about why they do not support the bill. The substantive ones are from the three organizations, which is the Law Society of South Africa, the Western Cape Provincial Minister of Human Settlement, and the Legal Resources Center. And the LRC, the Legal Resources Center, submission was made on behalf of Poor Flat Dweller Movement, which was formed by people who purchased state-owned units through a program that was called Discount Housing Benefit Scheme. And all these substantive submissions, it is not a yes or no type of submission, but it is actual engagement with the bill, showing clauses perhaps that do not need amendment, which then members of the public are saying do not touch that, or submissions that says, well, look here, the committee must begin to look at this in order to strengthen their legislation, and the areas which members of the public or these organizations feel like they should have been amended in the registration of the sectoral title. Really are around the red tape and administrative burden that the amendments are bringing, and also some of the legalities or the legal questions. Like I said, we do not go into detail at this point in time. And our next engagement after the public hearings would be to then go and request the legal services to come and address legal questions that are arising. teams, you know, their own units, you know, sectional title units. It affects developers or owners of the sectional title, including their representatives. So it's a legislation that is does not affect a majority of people that we find in communal areas. So most of these people are in urban areas and metros and cities and are quite organized. Perhaps it explains why the interest, we could not interest majority of South Africans, but organizations and people that are dealing with sectional titles. What that suggests, and this is the proposal we are making before committee, is that the next stage of engagement, really the committee must apply its mind or give us direction as to whether how do we proceed. One would be to extend invitations to all to the organizations with substantive issues. Those are the ones that have responded to the submission, for them to come and engage with the committee. And like I said, because there hasn't been interest of a number of people that are in the, live in most parts of this country, we might then have to look at inviting those either to Parliament for a face-to-face based engagement or continue with the public hearings virtually where representatives of these organizations would connect and engage with the committee. With that Produce Agents Amendment Bill, we commission, again, mainly from industry organizations. And most of these organizations are affiliates of the Fresh Produce Exporters Forum. And they have pretty much similar or related submissions. Even in this case, you do find that different organizations would take the same email record from the mother body and put it in their own name and submit, which we can call it, they duplicate the thing. Although you have, when we say duplicate, we're not suggesting that it's one person submitting three, four, but what we are showing is different people using the same submissions to submit to the committee. In a way, it is people that agree with the main submission that was made by their mother body, and they are making similar submissions. Majority of the substantive submissions engage with the subject rather than, again, support or not support or yes and no. And their inputs are in relation with the questions around the relevance of the bill to the export industry when the principal act was primarily developed, regulated, and calibrated, which actually is that extension. And some of them are beginning to question why the bill as it currently is before the committee disregarded stakeholders' input of the department. That's the allegation they made. It did not take into consideration the submissions that were made by stakeholders to the original draft. Therefore, the idea is that at this platform, the committee must look into those submissions that were made. Like I said, we're not going into details to say what are those. We believe that the committee must engage with the stakeholders about what are those submissions that they would want to engage with. They raise questions about definition, which again, administrative and cost burden. And the impact of the above the emerging agents and the industry transformation. Again, there are legal, possible legal questions and constitutional matters that are coming. So these are some of the broad, and it's really high level here. We're not going to details, like I said. In terms of how we propose moving forward, we such achieve additional savings by complex marketing environment, fresh produce, both at domestic and international level. And what we see, and this is something that is also coming up from the submission, that there's a the industry, just to brief the committee about the state of affairs and what is currently happening with this legislation, so that the committee is aware of the shortfalls which or the weaknesses which this piece of legislation is trying to address. And like we said, because the industry, the responses are from the industry bodies and producers involved in export of their produce, some of the some indicated interest to make oral submissions to the committee, while some can be invited based on their substantive input and different perspectives. Even in this case, we are proposing something that the committee might want to engage with at some point when we deal with this public hearings, face-to-face engagement, parliament or virtual. So in processing this bill, these are two not really, you know, quite different, not related pieces of legislation. What we are proposing is that the looking at the nature of submissions and the issues that are being dealt with, we propose that the committee should consider dealing with these pieces of legislation separately. Rather than dealing with them simultaneously, we suggest that from now on, we focus on one, complete it, and then to the next. And our proposal before the committee is that the committee should start with the sectional titles amendment bill before proceeding to the agricultural bill. The reason, of course, members will see that we received sectional titles early. And secondly, the next term of parliament is in August. It's a very short one, about 3 weeks, which my colleagues from the committee secretary will make input on. And therefore, it might all pieces of legislation we might end up not completing. And so trying to focus attention in one, the sectional titles, which we think is straightforward, technical, we should be able to finish in that three weeks of the next parliamentary term. I'll hand over, you know, through you, Chairperson, to the committee secretaries to make input around how the program of this legislation, considering this legislation, might look like. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We are proposing that, Chair, the committee dedicate that 2 weeks to the sectional titles. In that 2 weeks, we are proposing that we have 5 or 6 meetings to deal with this bill. The first 2 meetings will be about briefings by the department. And the second meeting will be public participation, where members will receive the inputs from the organizations that submitted submissions. And after those public hearings, we have content advisors and the legal section to give their analysis. Legal services will give members the legal issues pertaining to the bill, and then the content advisors will, together with researchers, will give the analysis of the submissions. And then the committee will deliberate on those analysis and submissions before they even go to clause by clause. And then on the fourth day, the committee will start deliberating on the bill, clause by clause, taking into consideration the issues that they agreed on during their deliberations on the submissions, and then we adopt the bill, Chair. On the last day of adopting the bill, sectional titles will therefore present the program to deal with the agricultural produce agency be included the BRRR because we will be BRRR so that members can decide on the program, looking at the draft program in front of them, how do we deal with both the bill and the BRRR. Thank you very much, Chair.
Any other further input? Amqashe Mamkagas.
Good morning, Chair. Thank you, and good morning, members. I'm covered by Dr. Manenje.
Thank you, Mamkagas.
I'm also covered, Chair, by Mamunyamza.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable members?
Yes. Maybe Suresh Govender would want to share with you when is she planning to make interviews on the bills so that you are ready, because it forms part of public participation. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Mam COVID. Mam COVID. Are you with us from the communication side? Mam COVID.
Maybe it's an internet, it's network problems. So we can continue. I'll ask her to give the response. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Honorable members, there is the presentation on the sectional amendment, sectional title amendment. We may just open up for discussions or questions or clarity the issues that have put before the committee, particularly looking into the public participation in the third term on the 3 weeks that we will be having before the elections. Okay. Honorable Kabe.
Thanks, Chairperson. And greetings to the other members. I'm struggling a bit with my network here, Chair, so if you allow me to switch off this video. So let me appreciate the presentation just as one, Chair. I agree on this should be tackled separately. And for me, the sectional titles, as Dr. Manenza is saying, it's more of low-hanging fruit for us to deal in about 3 weeks. I agree, Chair, also, and would support the notion that as and when we do with this public participation on the sectional titles bill, we should target the interest groups. We should target the organizations that have made submissions. Because legislations in their nature, Chair, originate from issues of interest groups, which then means it will not help us much to try to go the whole country and try to do public participation on something that individuals are not much interested, not like interested, it doesn't affect them as such. So let's go down to these ones and target them and listen to them and do public participation with them for these 3 weeks. And then, Chair, we also agree that at a later stage, we go back to the agricultural produce bill, because I think I agree with the notion that we need more information. It was interesting to learn about all these markets and everything, but the export issues are still lagging behind an auctioneering part, the auctions part of it. So I would want to submit before your committee, Chair, that let's agree with the suggestion that is put before us, because the 3 weeks that we would have we should be able to deal with the sectional titles. And like we said, there's so much that we need to do for this year. We're still having other issues that are still hanging. For an example, if we have to look at suggestions of oversight in the next term, it won't be possible. So let's maximize the 3 weeks away with sectional titles, and we'll come back to the program again at a later stage. Thanks, Chair.
My apologies for that. I was thinking I'm ordered.
I agree with the notion that we focus on the groups that made comments. And I'm not sure if maybe before we even go out on this, and if it would jeopardize the system, if we ask the PPECD to come and speak to us about the questions that we have on export and other things before we even tackle the proposals in the bowl of the fresh produce markets, if we have other issues regarding that, Chairperson. But I agree, let's focus on the people that made presentations, that I'm sure it would be fine if we do Zoom other sites on this, or Zoom public participation on this, because I agree that most of the people that made comments might be able to do that. We might also, if it's needed, open up maybe one or two offices in an area if we feel that from the other submissions people might not be able to handle Zoom. I think we've learned lessons, Chair, when we handled the Zoom meetings in a very difficult poll that included more rural kind of people that people were able to participate. So I'm sure let's just focus on the groups that made submissions and see if we can handle that piece of legislation at least before the end of our next term, Chair, so that we finalise something. But I'm also concerned that there is more legislation tabled for our committee and we're not even discussing that as a programme going forward. So I think, Chairperson, we also might at some stage have to think about all the legislation that's currently in front of us and how will we be able to handle that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Mestey. Ntate Matias, dumela. The Honorable Ntate Matias.
Good morning to Chair and to all on the platform. Chair, I would like to welcome the presentation made by Dr. Manenji, also to support what the suggestions that were put on the table by Honorable Klabe, that indeed we need to go towards what she has already put on the table, Chair, that we support to take on with the public participation which will come in the coming term. Chair, I fully support.
Thank you, Honorable Memaso. Honorable Mbabama.
Thank you, Chair. I concur with my colleagues. I do not have a problem in starting with the sectional title amendment bill. As it is said, it is, I think it will be a big one, but we will need to pay attention to the agricultural produce Agents Amendment Bill, and I would suggest, Chair, that we actually do an oversight on that and full public participation, because the farmers is
Honorable Mbabama, you are frozen. Are you still with us?
Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes, we can hear you. Please.
I don't know where I started being frozen, but I was saying I concur with the colleagues, and I also say that the Agricultural Produce Agents Amendment Bill, we must pay more attention to in terms of public participation, especially with the emerging farmers. And we also need to do oversight at the markets. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mbabama. Honorable Kapa.
Thank you, Chair. The first one is that I immediately concur with the idea that these bills should be treated separately. Because when I was going through this tabulated report, I was asking myself the question. But at the end, I found the answer, and therefore I definitely agree with that. And secondly, part of where Dr. Manager was saying who were coming up with inputs were those who were affected. I mean, those who are interested, yes. Now, I wanted to get some relation between these two now, because I know maybe sometimes that people may be directly affected by a regulation, and yet they somehow miss or don't have the interest. So that's what gets a relation between the interested and the affected. And on the part of the similar inputs, which are somehow becoming duplicated. Just here, to get some clarity there, which ones seem to be influencing the others? Are the mother body influencing the lower ones, or the lower ones influenced about the upper body so as to come with the submissions? And lastly, that's a clarity again, also that's a small clarity on the input by the minister in the Western Cape. In what actual capacity was the input there? In the capacity as minister, or representing the cabinet, or as an individual? Anyway that it can explain to me that capacity, not that I say it is irregular. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tapa. Honorable Ntatema Sipa.
Morning, Chair. Sorry that I'm late. I was just engaged on the foot and mouth disease issues. Chair, I think I have read the presentation. I don't think I missed much. But my comment is that I do agree with the commentary by the support staff. But I think what is important is what Honorable Mbabama did indicate, that maybe we definitely need to do an oversight visit at the fresh produce areas, because we've done our own unannounced oversight visit in terms of trying to understand this bill and how it relates to the farmers on the ground. Chair, I wanted to do a report to you, but we will still do definitely. But I think we definitely think that there is a need that we engage with the fresh produce. Although, you know, it doesn't fall into us, it falls under the municipal, you know, in terms of management. But from a food security point of view, I think that to address some of the issues that... Secondly, I do agree that we need to separate these two bills and work with them separately. We do definitely, Chair, need to fit in our program oversight on biosecurity, especially on the red zone, yellow zone, and obviously the free zone, because because there are currently no movement of cattle between the zones, which is not controlled. And we had a good budget allocation in 2020 of 495 million, and nothing was done with that particular budget. So I think, Chair, we definitely need to zoom into this FMD. It's going to hit us hard. We have got, you know, our smallholders in millions that are owning, you know, livestock. If this problem, you know, hit, it definitely affects them quite heavily. So, Chair, I just want to propose that as we do the program, let's really seriously consider the biosecurity as one of the areas that we have to really take care of. Thanks very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. The Honorable Ntate Matias, are you there? Any other honorable member that I've missed who wishes to make a comment or ask a question of clarity? Perhaps I can give clarity on the presentation, honorable members, as it did suggest that the committee should invite the department and relevant entities to give further briefings to the committee on issues of exports, auctioneering, etc., as part of processing the Agricultural Produce Agents Amendment Bill. So that we will certainly have to look into and see as to how we can interact with the department and other entities in this regard. Any responses from the content advisor and as well as the secretariat on the members' comments or questions of clarity?
Right. Thank you, Chair, and thanks for all the questions. My colleagues will assist in terms of responses, including our researchers who also the questions. There are program issues that we will have to look into. How do we factor in some of the suggestions into the program of the committee that is not related to these two bills? For instance, the question Honorable Stain mentioned other pieces of legislation. I think that's what Mr. Kaza was talking about, that there are other pieces of legislation, two of them, that we need to factor in. So those we need to find space in the program for briefing and continuous engagement around them until finality of those two. The second issue that I picked up is around how the committee begins to deal with the biosecurity and the FMD issues. I think that we can also find, although they may be linked, but they may be to the legislation, but to a large extent, I think that this is something that we might find time in the program to include them in the program. And I'll ask my colleagues, Montrogeco and Noxola, to talk about those issues. With regard to the in what capacity is the provincial minister writing or responding? We received a submission in the letterhead of the that department in the province, and we will assume that is in the capacity as the provincial minister, because it's written in that. If it's not, it's something that we will not be able to pick up. It's stamped as a government letter written to the committee, and that we leave it at that. The question about affected and interested is a tricky one, because as you said, Honorable, you may be affected by a piece of legislation, but because you didn't know about it, nothing interested you to respond. So it may be that there are people who are affected who may be interested, but because they didn't know about it, they didn't respond. Or people who are affected and they've heard about it, but they just did not have a means or a know-how how to engage. And those that are not directly affected, but inter-affected people. And organizing those organizations, they themselves may not be affected, but the organized people that they work with are affected. For instance, the Legal Resources Center, its submission is for those people that are affected by the legislation. So in a way, yeah, there's that relationship of affected and interested. I'm not too sure if that response is a response to the question. Ms. Ngaji will respond to the questions around affiliates and mother body, who is influencing who. It's also not a simple question. Because if you sit in a meeting and a position is taken, and all of you write a similar submission, it's very difficult to say who's influencing who. But Ms. Nkaje and Kwabe have gone through those submissions, and maybe they'll be able to shed light on those issues. And the other one that I have seen is, it's also a proposal on how we deal with public participation with regard to the Agricultural Produce Agents Amendment Bill. While there was an agreement with the proposal, and it seems members are agreeing to that we should have additional briefings by the department, experts in the industry or in government entities. But there is a next one, another one where, and I think it came from Honorable Mbazama, what that says, we should try and target emerging farmers. We should also link to that, have an oversight visit at fresh produce market. And that a committee must decide on and say, well, that's what it does. But I'll also ask my colleagues to, maybe if they want to share some information around fresh produce market and relationship with the piece of legislation that I'm trying to do, and any other additional response to the questions that members have raised. Thank you so much.
Mom, Kwabe, any input on Dr. Manenje has sponsored your name on?
Good morning, Chair. Morning, members. I think to begin with, on the affected and interested, the actual submission, but there was increased regulation on the part of the fresh produce agents, exporters, and livestock auctioneers. If there is an increased regulation, there's a cost attached to that in how the bill is currently formulated. And most of the stakeholders felt that obviously the agents would have to pass on that cost either to the producers, being the farmers, or pass it on to consumers on the other end. So therefore, in as much as the actual interested parties are the agents themselves, but affected parties could be producers or consumers. So I think it's an important question and perspective to keep in mind once we get to the APA bill. And I think the department has tried to cover such issues, but maybe they could also give due consideration to this question of interested and affected parties and the sector-wide impact on that. And then on the issue of who's influencing who, I think we can't speak on behalf of the agent, but I think there is a good sense of cohesion and a good sense of a similar position in what most of the exporters have been able to submit before the committee. I think I can only comment on those two parts for now. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Mom. conditions on your side before we go to Mamkasha?
Morning, Chair. I'm actually covered by manager's input, except that to emphasize the matter around interested versus affected comments, in that part of the submission was from Legal Resource Center, which was actually the submission on behalf of the people that were, that they are affected by the sister title amendment bill. So that's what I just want to add. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mom Pepetega. I'm Tasha.
Thank you, Chair. Mom Kobe has covered, I think, the two specific ones regarding the Agricultural Produce Agents Bill. On the matter of affiliates, as much as we chant organizations, I just want to hire in the same sec. It's not really about one affecting the other. If a group of agents belong to a certain association or organization, obviously they discuss things, including legislation, together, and then they decide on the wording. It's just that if I make an example with the fruit industry, or at least export agents, that, or fresh produce agents rather, that are involved in the fruit. Although there are similarities in terms of, because it's different clauses that they touch on, while there might be generally similarities on basic things, for example, the citrus industry might have additional issues on top of what the forum has decided. So that's kind of issues. And also, if they all feel strongly about certain issues, they're likely to have a similar presentation, and that's something that members can also discuss with stakeholders when they come for public hearings, as some of them did indicate the interest to make oral presentations. And also, as Dr. Manenge has also mentioned, some will say we do support the submission by the forum, and then they will have specific additions to that. And I also want to highlight to members that the bill is not necessarily about fresh produce only. The act, the principal act that is being amended, was for fresh produce agents. However, this amendment bill, which is becoming an issue, is adding export agents rather, and livestock agents, including auctioneering businesses, which is where some of the challenges that have been raised by the stakeholders come in. Hence, we have suggested to the committee that in this regard, they need further briefing, either from the department or the relevant entities like PPECB, as mentioned, and NAMC, because they do research on exports. I think that's all, Chair.
Thank you, Mom Tasha. Honorable members, input on your side. In terms of questions of clarity or comments? If not, honorable members, I will just ask the secretariat just to take us through as to what would be the way forward now in the processing this. So what are we to look for the 3 weeks in third term when we return? Manyamza?
Thank you, Chair. We will have public hearings, Chair. After public hearings, we get analysis from the consultant advisors and researchers together with the legal services chair. After that, the committee will deliberate on issues that will be presented by the content advisors, public participants during public hearings, and then after that we deliberate clause by clause on the bill and then adopt the bill. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. KK, any further input on that?
No, thank you, Chair.
All right. Honorable members, we will then look to the Secretariat to send us a updated calendar for the third term so that we can be able to prepare accordingly. And we look forward to also hearing from Uma Mugovenda regarding the public participation side. With that said, honorable members, we come to the end of yes.
I didn't hear you saying whether the committee would want to have public hearings in Parliament or you would prefer virtual. Thank you, Chair. Can you add that, Chair?
Honorable members, with public participation, and I think there was a bit of an oversight on this due to the non-availability of where Uma Mugovenda is attending another committee meeting on tourism. But regardless of that, we are needing to raise the 19 regulations as due to the increasing numbers of cases. We are now moved from level 1 to level 2, and it has presented a slightly tighter regulations, and in so we will need to look at what would be the status then. I mean, not anything could happen between now and August. We might go down, or we might have ourselves in a real hard lockdown. This one we will have to monitor and look into so that we align ourselves with the regulations there. At the current aspect, we have flexibility of traveling, although with curfews that have been instilled. If we do go on a hard lockdown, we will not be able to do any traveling or any live public participation, and therefore we will need to resort to virtual public participation. So I think at this juncture, if you may allow us, honorable members, we will have to pack this one and allow the Secretariat to monitor as to when we get closer to the dates for public participation. And I think we will then look to the guidance of communication and see how the preparatory work comes. If there's any input, honorable members, you wish to make on this virtual issue, you may go ahead. I then take it silence is consensus, honorable members. We will take that approach, Manyamsa and Mamkakaz. We may just monitor what the regulations will be by then. As with winter settling in, we might have these cases increase and therefore find ourselves in a more tighter regulations than we have now at level 2. So we will park this one and revert at a later date. Brings us to the end of our agenda in terms of the sectional titles amendment. We will now proceed to the last item on the agenda, and the adoption of our minutes of the 26th of May 2021. Can I request the Secretariat to share the minutes? Thank you. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Thank you, honorable members. That brings us to the end of our minutes. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Tapa.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I just wonder whether what I'll first raise will need only to be in the matters arising, or I can raise it now. But I, through your guidance, I can just mention a lot of emphasis from the committee members on the fact that the farmers should not be expected to be funded forever, and that they should, as soon as possible, try to be as efficient.
That's matters arising, honorable Tapa. You may raise that when we deal with matters arising. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Masipa.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning once again. I move for the adoption of the minutes as true reflection of what was discussed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. Moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 26th of May 2021. Honorable members, can I have a seconder? Honorable Tapa, your hand is still up. You are muted, Honorable Tapa.
My hand is up now.
You are muted, Honorable Tapa.
Thank you, Chair. I was saying my hand is up now to second the move to adopt the minutes as the true reflection of the process. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tapa. Honorable members, can we then move to matters arising? Page 1. page 2. Honorable Papa, I see your hand is up. Is your issue on matters arising on page 2, or is it a hand for later on?
It's a hand for later on. I'm trying to lower it now. I'm struggling with this thing.
It's okay.
Here on this page.
All right. You will highlight when we are on the page and the bullet point you are talking to. Any matters arising on page 2, honorable members? Let us move to page 3. Page 4. Take that into consideration, Malkapa, and then we'll see as to how to reformulate 2.4.2 bullet point number 5. We move on, honorable members. Any further matters arising on page 4?
Chair, my hand is up.
Honorable Ntate Masipa, please go ahead.
Chair, I think what we have requested, I know it has been captured, is detailed plans and the budgets that the ARC or the department promised to send us. But I just want to add on Honorable Kapa. I think Honorable Kapa wants us to make it explicitly clear that this support is not forever, and I think the committee is quite clear. But I think where we will find that it will be in the service level agreement that the department has entered with the feedlot association. So I think if we get those information, they will help us and guide us as to, you know, where we can oversight in terms of our duties as members of parliament. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ntate Masipa. Any other further input, honorable members, on matters arising? We are on page 4. Dr. Manenze.
Sorry, when I look at the minutes, I think the point around the fund, we sort of captured it around this question of sustainability, because it covers the whole range of issues. And if you go through the minutes, there's a lot where there's a mention of sustainability. And also the issue of the abrupt termination of funding on page 2 from the bottom, bullet number 3, if I'm not mistaken, you would see the last sentence in that bullet, page 2, bullet number 3 from the bottom of the page. They abruptly terminated funding without informing farmers. But I do get the point that honorable members are saying, let it be clear that we're talking about not funding forever, rather than bring it as a broad sustainability, which includes funding, training, and all that, be specific and say.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Manenje. We can see it has been captured on bullet point number 3, the termination or abrupt termination of funding. So thank you for pointing that out. Let us proceed then to conclude on matters arising, honorable members. Page 5. Thank you, honorable members. With no further matters arising on page 5, where it brings us to the end of our minutes. I take it, therefore, the minutes of the 26th of May 2021 have been duly adopted, and the meeting stands adjourned. Honorable members, we do have mini plenaries that will be taking place this morning, as well as in the afternoon, so please join us in those mini plenaries. And I'd like to thank our staff, content-wise researchers, for the presentation titles amendment that was put to the committee today. It will assist us in preparing for our calendar on the third term when we return. I do want to wish you well, honorable members, for a week ahead, as well as your constituency work, as Parliament will be rising this week, and we will be going back into our constituency for the next 2 to 3 months, only to return in August. So I wish you well. Please keep warm during this winter season and keep safe. Send our greetings and love to your families and look after your constituencies. I must put it to you that it is an election year, so I wish you well in your endeavors in rallying the masses of our people to come out fully to exercise their right to choose and deploy the right people to lead our country. And I do call on every member of this committee to ensure that you utilize your time knocking on doors and visiting your communities and making sure that our people are exercising that right to vote. And we are seeing a country that is riddled with corruption, and which we need to rid ourselves of. And the only way possible is to ensuring that we can rid ourselves of those rotten apples through the ballot and bring people that are credible, people that can lead this country for bettering the lives of our people, ensuring that we are able to move South Africa forward. With that said, honorable members, do enjoy your constituency period, and all the best with the preparation for the elections coming ahead of us. Thank you and have a wonderful day. The meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you, Chair, and long live the Chair.
Thank you, Chair.